يومين ثلاثة. شكيخ Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're starting Sefer Melachim Beis. Some will have some chazorah, some review on what we did in Melachim Aleph. So really, Melachim Beis now starts with Moav revolting against Klal Yisrael. And it goes to the first king that Klal Yisrael had after the Chalukas HaMelucha. I mean, we had Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was the first, obviously, the first Melech Yisrael. But that was before the Melucha got separated. That was before Malchus Yehuda got separated. So therefore, it wasn't really called a kingdom. The Meiri in Hurrius says that the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech was like a mashkin, like temporarily holding on to the kingdom of David HaMelech. The first king that was part of the Chalukah, after there was the division of power between Malchei Yehuda and Malchei Yisrael, was Achav. So it says over here, Vayiv Shamoyov bi Yisrael Acharei Mois Achav. Okay? So Moav went against Klal Yisrael. Now it brings down what happened to Achav. So Achav died. Now right away it's a big Shaila, what the Torah is here saying. The Torah right away says that after he died, Vayipol Achazi ba'ad HaShivoch. Right away it talks about his son, Achazi Benoi, fell ba'ad HaShivoch. He had a terrible accident. Shivoch was like a roof between the upper level and the lower level, like a netting. Like when you, like today, we have a skylight. You want to be able to see from one floor to the other? Or to see out. So they had a shivocha, like a netting, between the two floors. Anyway, Achaziah fell down. It was a crazy mice. And he had a terrible tragedy if they got sick. And now he went, Vayishlach malochim dushu b'bal zvuv elheya eko. He starts asking them to go to Avodah Zorah. To Malchei Avodah Zorah, he asked to look into the Avodah Zorah to go find out if there's a cure to his illness. Obviously, a Shrek Lechachet, and we'll see, we'll learn about that. But the first thing to clarify here is, why does the Torah tell us, if it's talking now about Achaziah, it's not talking about Achav, right? Could have equally started with Achav and given us Achav's history, but it's not. The Navi decided only to talk about Achaziah. Why then does it start Vayihi Acharei Mois Achav? Why does it give that introduction? So I'm going to tell you a flaw, which we often discuss in different places. Over here it's Mamish Meduyik. It's beautiful over here. In other words, why does Sefer Melachim start telling us Achav died? Doesn't tell us anything more about Achav. Achav died, and now it starts talking about Achaziah, his son, who was also a character. Not a good character. Why? What's going on? There's a beautiful flaw, which we brought into different shiurim. I really used it to answer a very difficult Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos discusses, what does somebody do if they see the Yetzirah is getting the better part of them? They see the Yetzirah is chopping them. Misheroya sheyitzirah misgabarol. Somebody sees the Yetzirah is chopping them. So the Gemara gives three solutions. Yankif Noah is in the Gemara of three solutions. You remember the Gemara? The Gemara says, I think Moshe Ela Beis Medrash. Tell me if I'm wrong. Moshe Ela Beis Medrash. First, the Gemara says, schlep him to the Beis Medrash. The Gemara says, that doesn't mean just to schlep him to Beis Medrash. It means to learn. A lot of people schlep him to Beis Medrash. But it means to learn. So go to Beis Medrash. Not schoy, if you win him good, mutav. If not, the Gemara gives a second aid. V'mlav yikra krishma. Remember the Gemara? You ever did brachas? Okay, so we're doing it right now. If not, the Gemara says you should read krishma. The Gemara says, if that doesn't work, loy notzchoy, yazkir lo yoyim amisim. Yimazkir yoyim amisim. Some of the big tzaddikim, the big goyim elam, they used to carry in their pocket a box with dirt. And periodically throughout the day, they would open it up and look at the dirt to remind themselves, yoyim amisim. I was zeichet to have such a Rebbe. Of Gershenstein, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. In the Kamenitz El Chedah, he was my first Rebbe I had there, before Rebbe Nechemya Becker. And he had a box in his pocket, like a matchbox, with dirt in it. He would look at it. From time to time, he would look at it. Just to remind him, Ofer Atav, El Ofer Toshev. So that's the Gemara. These are the three things you can do to combat the Yetzer Hara. The way the Gemara reads, the last solution is the best. Because if nothing else works, that works. Yeah. Okay. So obvious question on the Gemara. When we learned the Gemara the first time in Yeshiva, we learned brachas in the sun when we were in camp. I used to tell me them, I said, I don't understand. The Gemara gives you three eights. Eights number one may work, may not. Second eights is better if the first one doesn't work, the second won't work, right? If the first two don't work, do the third. Why start with the third? Why didn't the Gemara start with the third? Why are you starting with the first that may work and may not? Second is a little better than the first, and the third is the best. Does that make sense? Does that make any sense? Bozok's the tire. Does that make sense? No. Person goes to the doctor prescribes him one medication. He's sick for another 3 days. He feels even sicker. He felt before the doctor says, oh, I knew that I have something better that I could have prescribed the first time. This one probably will work. Prescribes you a second medication. Another 3 days go by. You feel sicker than you felt. Now your mamish in bed, flat. Come back to the doctor. They wheel you into the doctor. Doctor goes, oh, okay. I have a third one that always works. What would you do to the doctor? Sue him! Is that playing around with your life? If you had a medication that worked, you give me the medication that works. Are you playing around with me? But that's what the Gemara says. Not chaymutiv. Vim lav yikra krishma. Vim lav yazke lo yem amis. I brought down a moiridika haflow. The haflow is not talking about this Gemara. The haflow is talking about a pasuk in the Torah. But I use it to answer this Gemara. The haflow says that when the Torah says, when the Torah says, I'm putting in front of you life and death, good and bad, you should pick life in order that you should live, you and your children. He says, what's pshat in that pasuk? So really, the pasuk should say, right? You should pick the good way and then you live, not you should pick life. You don't pick life. Hashem gives life. No, we don't pick life. Hashem gives life. The Eibishter gives life. We could pick the good way. We could be Becher B'toy. Why does it say Bechar to Bechayim? You pick life. It should say Bechar to B'toy. Pick good. Leman Techiyat of Ezerech. Zokta Amechadik Pshat. The Aflah says a beautiful, beautiful Pshat. He says, simply when you read the Pasuk, the Torah is telling you, simply the Torah is telling you, I'm putting in front of you death and life. Life is the good way and death is the bad way. He says, no. He says, there are two ways to serve Hashem. You hear? Two ways to serve Hashem. One way to serve Hashem, you serve Hashem out of fear. Every day you start thinking about Gehenim, about Einshim. You say, I don't want to go there. Okay? You can make yourself, if you want, a visual movie of Gehenim. Okay? Of what you envision Gehenim like. And you can make a whole movie. And every day you could watch it for a half hour, 45 minutes, Gehenim. You could see bodies burning in Gehenim. I don't want to be there. And every time you want to talk Lashon Hara, you think about that movie, you run the other way. Right? That works. That works. For sure it works. If I walked around here, Yeshiva, with a gun, it's a new mahalach. I keep an Uzi handy right over here, just like this. And the first time a guy battles, blow him up. Finished. Finished to pieces. He won't even eat kfuri afterwards. There won't be a kezias left to bury. Nobody's going to battle afterwards. I could just walk down very nice and say, steiging away. You look excited about it. Yeah, it's great. What do you think of Yitzchak Lund so stark? He knows the secret. You hear the saying? So why don't we do that? That's a gewaltig age. Why do we? Why are we so friendly and sweet and warm over here and so mushy and gushy? Uzis! Everybody will be pumping mamish, shas, and poiskin. Yechir was odds to tire. What are you tying there? Gewaldig! Why not? What's the pshat? Says the haflaw. Of course that works. Of course if a person thinks about death and gehenim and oinshim, of course it's going to keep him on the right track. But that's not a good way to do it. Because if that's the way you serve Hashem, Zokdeh, you're not going to inspire anybody else. Somebody who's Oved Hashem Meiri, he's always thinking about death. He doesn't look like he's enjoying what he's doing. He doesn't inspire other people. He just does. He does his own thing. He does his own thing. Nobody else looks at him and goes, oh, I want to be like him. But somebody who serves Hashem out of Simcha, somebody who serves Hashem and goes, wow, this is gewaldig. Not only is he serving Hashem, he makes other people. It's contagious. It's geschmack. When something looks geschmack, people want to jump in. Okay? Look at what goes on in the world of sports. People sit for hours watching a game. Watching a bunch of fellas running around. And then if their team loses, they're depressed. I mean, we should go. Look how crazy people. People losing legs now, but really losing legs. The game's high, though. But if your team lost, you're depressed. Crazy. The Welt made it geschmack. If 90% of the world would walk around and make a joke out of this, I heard one of the presidential candidates being interviewed. And he said, they were asking him, they said, you know, you're very low on the, the polls, don't look like you're going anywhere, mister. He said, I'm not worried. First we have to go through Super Bowl. He said, the ganze Welt is worried about Super Bowl. What nafka mina does it make for anybody's Super Bowl? I'm asking him, give me a logical reason why anybody should have any interest in Super Bowl. I'm waiting for somebody to give me a pshat. Grab to the party, I hear pshat. The doggy special does have. But who cares? You know why? Because people got into people, it looks geschmack. Now the other guy wants to jump in and do it. We have generated excitement in it to make people jump in. They don't even know what they're jumping for. If somebody is not Oved Hashem Ma'ava, nobody wants to do it. They're doing it here and nobody's jumping in. I'm giving you two ways to serve Hashem. One way to serve Hashem because you love it. Chaim Toiv, it's gewaldic. The other way to serve Hashem is Movis Ra. To serve Hashem out of fear of death. Zokte Bechaute Bechaim. You should pick the way of serving Hashem because it's life. You know why? L'man tichyat v'zarecha. If you do it that way, you'll make other people do it also. L'man tichyat v'zarecha. If you're only going to serve Hashem out of Yiras Ha'inish, you're not going to get other people inspired. But if you do it because it gives you life, it gives you gishmak, l'man tichyat v'zarecha. You'll get other people involved. It looks gishmak, other people are going to jump in. Now we understand everything. L'chor Achav was a Baal Tshuva. According to the Yerushalmi, Achav did Tshuva. It's a Shaila in the Bible, Yerushalmi, what kind of Tshuva he did. But if you look at the Yerushalmi by us, The Yerushalmi says that Achav did tshuva. Even though he's a Rosh, at the end he did tshuva. And I'll tell you what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi seems to learn that it was real tshuva. He really did tshuva. The Bible has a different pshat. There's Achav also tshuva gedela. This is also found in the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. Achav did tshuva gedela. Voyoisik ba Torah, voloichoz ala maisa v'roim. Ulam Achazi benoi, the Achazi that we're going to talk about here in Malachim, he went off. Machzik b'chol ois napulo shosa oviv koidem shosa tshuva. Yeah? Now, Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer is telling us that Achav did real tshuva. So I want to ask you a question. A, why did his son follow his father's footsteps? His father did tshuva. Why didn't his son follow his father's footsteps? Number one. Number two, if his son didn't follow his footsteps, why blame his father? But I'll read you a pasuk that we already learned in Sefer Melachim. It says the pasuk in Perek Chav Gimel in Melachim, Vayasara b'ene Hashem, he went against Hashem, Achaziah. Listen to what it says. Vayelech b'derech oviv u'b'derech imoy. He went in the ways of his father and his mother. Why are you saying his father and mother? If his father did tshuva. If the Pirkei the Rebbe is saying that his father did tshuva gedoyla and he returned and he stopped doing the averes. So A, why did his son go off? B, whatever pshat is, why blame the father? Pasuk says, the Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. Achav only did tshuva according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer Mihira. He was afraid what's going to happen to him. And since he was afraid what's going to happen to him, he wasn't able to impact his children positively. His children saw when he was doing Averis, he was doing it with a Geshmak. Then he was living Geshmak. And later, when he did tshuva, he did a Mihira. Memela, his son Achaziah didn't go after his tshuva ways. Vayelech b'darkei aviv, he went according to what his father did originally. There's a famous maaseh with Reb Moshe. We'll end with this because it's late. Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal once told somebody, a guy, a post-Holocaust a survivor, came to Reb Moshe. He told him one of his children, or all of his children, they weren't keeping the Torah mitzvahs. And he was complaining to Reb Moshe. He says, Reb Moshe, I don't understand. My children don't keep Shabbos. He says, do you know how I kept Shabbos? I got fired every week. You know those people used to get fired every week for keeping Shabbos. I was mamish moise nefesh. He says, I used to tell my children how difficult it is to keep Shabbos. And they saw me, mamish, I killed myself. Why didn't they go in my way? But Moshe said, that's why. Because if a kid is brought up and every Shabbos he hears from his father, it's so hard to keep Shabbos. It's like a schmuck to keep Shabbos. So why in the world did he keep Shabbos? Because father did it. His father did it. He'll light for him a yortzeit lecht and say yizkor. We'll pay the rabbi to say yizkor. The kid does what he sees his father had a geschmack in. That the kid does. Dosipshat. That's why Melachim Bey starts with Achav to tell you that Achav's type of tshuva didn't help his kid. Ayomos Achav, and the son didn't go in his original way. Okay.